situation is. Is it the vocational biz of this game? Is it that you remember my name and I embrace fame and financial security and claim titles, a lyrical grand wizardry? I am staying focused just to avoid the lizardry, so I can bring it to you vividly. Instinctively, I get to thee my word testimony that I will forever motivate myself to motivate everybody else and their cousins too. We was coming through. Love of this game, always remain true and keep blessed true, cause it's hip hop, yo.
This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica community. Welcome to today's show. I'm Doug, your host. You just heard Motivation by Bless Roxwell. Today we've got a great show for you. We'll learn how young people in New York are commemorating the upcoming May Day holiday. And today's feature segment is an in-depth interview with cast members from a theatrical production that's opening tonight in Brooklyn. It's called Descendants of Freedom, a futuristic queer hip-hop odyssey. But first, we'll start off with Kat Aaron and Q-Life and their report back from last weekend's March for Women's Lives in Washington, D.C.
An estimated 1 million people marched last weekend in Washington, D.C. to defend abortion rights. Women and men came from all over the country to stand up for reproductive freedom.
We're from Amarillo, Texas, and we came here to stand up for choice.
West Palm Beach, Sacramento, California.
Washington State.
New York, Jamaica, Trinidad.
Young women were heavily represented at the event, with reports estimating that fully one-third of the crowd was under 25. Gallup polls reports that young women favor abortion rights by 54% to 39%, the biggest margin of any age group. Groups like New York's Third Wave Foundation brought large delegations of young women to D.C., as did many colleges and schools across North America. Many women were attending their first rally this Sunday.
Toronto, Canada is my first time coming here, actually. My sister invited me. She works for the Toronto Rape Crisis Center, and I just came to support my sister. So it's a great experience for me, actually. In Toronto, they gave us a lot of support.
Groups representing women of color were also well represented, a change from the predominantly white feminist movement of the 1970s. Event sponsors included the NAACP, the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum, and the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health. These groups worked to ensure that the march, dubbed the March for Women's Lives, addressed the concerns of low-income women and women of color. March organizers noted that, quote, "Any discussion of reproductive rights must include the right of women to have children, a human right that is incessantly threatened by hostile welfare reform policies, immigration policies, poverty, violence, and racism." The march aimed not only to defend abortion, but to promote women's health and global and family planning. This range of issues was represented in the signs carried by the crowd.
My sign says, "I don't tell you what to do with your penis."
My site says, "Stop gagging, international choice."
It says, "If you're against abortion, get a vasectomy." The other sign says, "If men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament."
My sign says, "Back alleys, no more abortion rights for rich and poor."
It says, 77% of anti-abortion leaders are men, and 100% of them will never be pregnant.
And my sign says, "I asked God, she's pro-choice."
Even while abortions remain legal in America, many women cannot get one due to the increasing scarcity of doctors trained in the procedure. Representatives of Medical Students for Choice were at the rally.
Medical Students for Choice is a nationwide organization that just works on this issue and provides elective training. And the American Medical Student Association is an organization of 50,000 physicians in training that believes that medical students should learn abortion training and is pro-choice. So it's definitely part of the mainstream. We're here to represent all medical students who believe that we should learn how to provide abortions in medical school.
And are you currently learning that in medical school?
You can if you manage to take an elective or study with an obstetrician gynecologist who provides them, but most medical schools don't provide it as part of the mainstream curriculum that everyone has to learn.
While Sunday's march was officially nonpartisan, there was little doubt among marchers that it was an anti-Bush rally.
What are we going to do in November? Oh! We're going to re-defeat George Bush!
Bush spokeswoman Karen Hughes drew fire from women's groups after appearing on CNN on Sunday. Hughes made remarks that seemed to compare pro-choice activists to terrorists. When asked whether abortion will be a big issue in the presidential campaign, Hughes said, quote, I think after September 11th, the American people are valuing life more and realizing that we need policies to value the dignity and worth of every life. Hughes went on to say, quote, really the fundamental difference between us and the terror network we fight is that we value every life. It's the founding conviction of our country that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. But former presidential candidate Carol Moseley Braun, speaking at Sunday's march, had a different interpretation of American patriotism.
You have made history today. This is the largest march ever. And every person here is a patriot. You are a patriot because you are marching to make America better. You are marching to make this country live up to its promise of equality. You are marching for freedom for women. And you are marching to save this country for our daughters. Thank you for coming to Washington. Thank you for marching. Thank you for making this the largest march ever. Thank you for fighting for freedom. Thank you for your patriotism. And one day we will take the men only sign off the White House door. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Carol Moseley Braun speaking in Washington, D.C. this weekend. For Rise Up Radio and WBAI, I'm Kat Aaron. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. Rise Up Radio guest correspondent Q Life went to D.C. with 555 Door Radio and filed this interview.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So far, it has been a very long trip and a very long march. Now here, I'm sitting down under the tree, taking a little break with my friend here. And basically, I've been asking the same questions, but in this case, we're going to hear from her perspective. So this is Q with
Janice. From the door.
Janice from the door. So Janice, I have a basic question for you. What brings you here as a person?
I'm here basically because I believe that young women who are underage should have access to contraceptives privately and without the consent of parents, and also just because I disagree in general with the policies of the Bush administration, and I wanted that to be known.
Okay, cool, cool. And besides that, what would you tell people about this event?
I would want anybody to come who felt that their rights or choices that they like to have were being threatened, because our country is still a democracy, and in order for it to stay that way, we need to exercise our right to, you know, to speech and to expression.
Learn more about the door at www.door.org.
But it's a hot night. Let's talk about the sign of the time. Politics and the fight of a revolutionary soul singer. It's a hot night. Head down to the dub for the pain and the bottle of alcohol. And let's talk about the world, y'all. Can you pick me up? You know I hate driving in the evil city. And baby, read my mind. Hit like I would die. If I can get some coffee.